Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
Everybody, and welcome to The Bits. This is Quinn.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
This is Paulina.
We are off to a flying start. And you know what, ladies, let's just get right into it. Full disclosure, we are recording this 30 minutes before game time, game one, Oilers versus the Vegas Golden Knights. So listen, our feelings, our guts are going to change a lot. But like right now, I just want to hear it. Gut check time. How are we feeling? How was the day leading up? What do you see in this series?
Paulina, you?
I feel optimistic about this series. I don't feel as stressed or optimistic at the same time about game one. It's game one. You know, lower stakes. They tend to lose game one. So I'm excited just to like have games to watch and look forward to again for another round. But I don't have high expectations or anything today.
Oh, so we're not in the area of hope anymore.
I mean, I have a lot more hope than I did. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay. I think she's, yeah, speaking
full of
specifically
hope.
To game one.
Just got specifically it, got it. Oh, to game okay, one. Yeah. It. I said yeah. last time that it's the hope that kills you, and I'm ready for death.
Okay.
I'm fully in.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like this is a supercharged version of or episode of The Bits because we're all very excited.
True.
We have never recorded this close to a playoff game before. Mm-hmm. I would say I am feeling that excitement. I also have low expectations for game one. We have lost, I believe, 11 of 13 game ones. That may have shifted since this year.
I believe it's 10 of 12, actually, because it was 9 of 11 going into LA. I'm quite sure.
Okay.
So I think we're 10 of 12 now.
And stats from my son will say that last year we did win a game one in the second round. So I haven't had time to double check that, but I will trust him.
I trust
him.
So,
anyways,
Kaden.
Yeah,
I do trust Kaden's stats. And
honestly, maybe
way more than us.
Maybe he should be our producer. I'm excited for tonight. I do think that Vegas struggled a little bit defensively on game one. I don't think they won that handedly against Minnesota. I think Minnesota mm-hmm. did test them at times mm-hmm. and they weren't the D that they had throughout the season. So if they can't figure that out, they are going to feel the pain of the Oilers offense. And that has me optimistic.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I think that also the Oilers, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl are going to hold a grudge, period. They've already Connor's already kind of said that. The Oilers were good against Vegas this season. They had much more success than 2 years ago. I don't know. I do feel very optimistic myself. So, you know what? Game one, I honestly think they're going to win it.
Okay.
But, you know, that is me just feeling a little crazy.
Well, optimistic Quinn is back, we've said.
Positive Pamela all the time. And, you know, sometimes that just lets me down. So, you know what?
We're here for positive Pam.
Either way, it's low stakes, right? Like it's game one.
Game one.
It's no major stress yet. So
yeah. But I predict an Oilers win. In this series.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of things that give us anxiety, I wanted to just touch on Toronto versus Florida because that is a interesting emotional place to put Oilers fans, I would say. And Western Canada potentially in the sense that we all hate Toronto. We grow up learning to dislike Toronto. There's a bit of a dilemma here, I would say, in terms of who are we cheering for? Because we hate them both. And so I just wanted to kind of bring that to the group today, because I think we all saw what happened in game one. Toronto took it against the Florida Panthers. This is exciting in the sense that we've got Winnipeg Jets, Toronto Maple Leafs, and Edmonton Oilers all in round two, which hasn't happened in over two decades, to have three Canadian teams in round two, which is exciting in its own. But
do
we
consider
them.
Toronto part of Canada? Just
wow,
kidding. I know.
Quinn.
I know.
Okay. That's funny that you say that, because I have a note that I thought about earlier where it's like, reasons I was trying to think about, well, these are the reasons why I don't like Toronto, because it's like, why does everybody hate Toronto? But, you know, and anyways, I'll circle back to that. But essentially, I think we just want to chat about, you know, how are you feeling about Toronto versus Florida? It's a weird, we're in a weird place with this.
Yeah, 100%. I hate Toronto. Paulina, I know what you're going to say. I know you don't feel the same way. But for the first time in my life, I can't say, I'm not going to say, and I said this before, I'm not going to say I'm cheering for Toronto.
Nobody in
Edmonton
is cheering for them.
Supporting Toronto, because I certainly don't want it to be Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
there's something very exciting and tantalizing, if you will, about a Toronto Edmonton final. I don't know if we could handle it. I think we'd explode.
I think that sounds really fun, personally.
Me too.
I think an all Canadian, like a Canadian Stanley Cup final, is exciting.
I don't want it to be against the Jets.
I have to ask, like, I don't understand the visceral hate, like, towards Toronto. And I wonder if, like, and I'm not saying this to be cheeky or whatever. I just, like, is this like a generational thing? Like, did I like
no.
miss that?
I have some thoughts on this. So this does maybe sound a little Alberta separatist. But there is a...
Put that in our SEO. We'll get a lot of listens.
There's a megaphone in the media world for Toronto.
Yeah.
And Edmonton and the West have always been pissed about that. Even look at who calls the games. This is the first year that we've gotten Louis DeBrusque and Jack Michaels for a round two, as far as I know, because they always give us someone from Toronto. And last year there was a petition, and maybe I shouldn't say always, but last year it wasn't Louis and Jack, and there was a petition to give it back to our guys. So they always kind of default to Toronto, and this is just... This isn't
it's
just
a major media hub. I get it.
Like, totally. But this is just like this. I lived in Toronto. I love Toronto as a city, and the people are fantastic. But there is this feeling in the West of Toronto's the center of the universe. We've all heard it. We've all grown up hearing that. And then you throw a team on top of it. And I think Quinn can kind of dive into the history of the team itself. But what I like about Edmonton is, like, we're diehard fans, and I feel like Leafs are diehard, but they're also they're not serious fans.
I know
we have some Leafs listeners on this pod, so they're gonna be pissed at me when I say this, but there are way more casual Leafs fans, and they always think this is their year, and so do we. But we will roast our team mid-year when they're not performing, and Toronto will never do that.
I don't know if I totally agree with all of that, because I think their team hasn't been good. So it's hard to say, like, oh yeah,
why are they so obnoxious?
Are they obnoxious? Is that like what the problem is?
I would say they're obnoxious.
I've heard people
Have you ever
say
been
that,
to
like,
a Leafs Oilers game?
I don't
it's
think
not
so,
fun.
To be fair, but
yeah,
it does
not
seem
fun.
Like a big complaint from people when they're shitting on Toronto and the Leafs is like they can't handle their fan base. But I'm like, we are also an annoying fan base. I mean, would we not, if we, like, the decadent darkness, like, if we were probably still riding high for the Oilers, for like thinking we were probably still obnoxious, we were probably all of those things, like, we're
100%.
it's not like we weren't fans anymore. Would that be worse? Like,
I think that's
we
why
decided we weren't fans.
That's why we're supporting the Leafs, because we share trauma. Misery recognizes misery. Like, we don't want
it's
Florida
not the
to
same,
win.
Though. No. Okay. Listen,
Okay, go ahead,
I'm
Quinn.
giving
Quinn
you,
needs
I'm
some
ending
time.
the argument here. Number one, Toronto is a awful market. It's awful. Like, it is a corporate building. People hate that it's like way too expensive for anybody to go. I feel really sorry for Leafs fans who will never in their lifetime get to go to a game because it's way too expensive. And that is a big problem in Edmonton. They're talking about it getting to that point in Edmonton that it's going to be a corporate crowd because the season ticket prices are going up so much. Number two, it's the TSN. The joke is that it's the Toronto Sports Network. Mm. My dad used to come home from Oilers games and the Oilers would have just finished. It's the 11 o'clock or midnight prime time in Edmonton. That's prime time sports time. And Toronto Sports Network, TSN, would lead with a Maple Leafs game and the highlights. And the game had been over for 7 hours.
Oh, I've literally
hours,
yelled
five
at
hours.
The... I've yelled at the
it's
TV
ridiculous.
During a broadcast.
And the obsession for a team, let me just give you some things to think about. The Toronto Maple Leafs have not won the Stanley Cup since 1967. In fact, they have not even been in the Stanley Cup final since that year in 1967. This year is only the second time they've advanced to the second round since 2004.
That
okay, so why
crazy.
Are we hyping the Maple Leafs so much?
Trauma.
1-13 prior to winning this one, they were 1-13 in elimination games in the Nylander, Matthews, and Marner era. This is only the second time in 15 games that they have won and eliminated another team. So enough with the hype on Toronto.
Okay, but I will say, respectfully, that heartbreak. I mean, they invented it, man. Like, I respect that. They still support the team.
That's fine, but be, like, humble like a Chicago Cubs fan.
Oh, yes,
we,
I hear you.
You know, be humble.
That's why we don't like them, is because every year it's like, this is the year and nothing is different.
Would we not do the same thing, though?
No, well, we definitely, we had our decade of darkness and we were depressed and we knew what we were in for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we
and we
it's
didn't
not like
get
we
all the love that the Toronto Maple Leafs get all over the media.
But then once we started getting good and it was feeling like it was going to be our year, we were doing the same thing.
Different.
Well, yeah, but that's fine.
That's
but we actually
point.
Went to the Stanley
Cup
final.
You guys are just big Toronto haters. And I think there's I do appreciate some of the perspective. I do. Some of that makes a little more sense. I just don't understand. I do not see a world where I, as a Canadian person, would cheer for the Florida Panthers over Toronto Maple Leafs, or as an Edmonton fan.
I respect a Leafs fan in a way that I don't respect a Panthers fan. So moving on, I would love to do a quick, rapid fire, would you rather, to work through
since
and process
we're talking about
some of these feelings.
Shitty matchups and teams that we hate.
Yeah, so like spectacular hell matchups, like
yeah, in
nobody
the world,
wins.
Yeah, in the world of teams we hate. Okay, so really quick. And if you're wherever you're listening, you have to yell out your answer. Otherwise, this is no fun. I want you to be sitting at your doctor's office and yell out your answer. Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
or it never happened.
rapid fire. Florida versus Calgary.
Calgary.
Gwen is going to barf.
Neither team has fun.
Nope.
And I hope they both lose.
Okay.
I hope
you
everybody.
There's no world.
Lane.
Honestly, I think I'd pick Florida. I think I'd pick
Florida. What is
I
wrong
you
with you?
Too.
What is
don't
wrong
you,
with you? Okay,
don't
I don't want to hear anything from either of you then. When we have Calgary Flames fans that are actively rooting for Florida if there's a Stanley Cup final.
Oh, I would
run.
Never blame them. I would be
I
horrified
did blame
if
them.
They were cheering for the Oilers.
No,
we
I
went through this.
Horrified if they were cheering for the Oilers.
Are
ladies,
you kidding me?
I wouldn't
ladies,
blame them at all.
We went through this last year. Quinn fucking hates the Flames.
I hate Calgary.
I cannot think of anything more embarrassing.
Moving on.
Than cheering
Florida
for
versus Vegas.
Florida.
Florida versus Vegas. Okay, answer that one, Paulina.
Florida versus Vegas is specifically for you.
Yep, that is a Paulina plant.
Obviously, that is obviously different. And okay, now here, give me a second here. Hold on. Now, hold on a second. Things just got interesting.
Oh, did they?
I choose death. I volunteer as tribute to the NHL gods. I volunteer myself as some sort of ritual sacrifice.
Some
okay,
way to
fine,
just stop
I'm
the
choosing,
games from happening.
I'm. Oh my god. I wouldn't watch. Vegas, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I got
honestly,
another one.
Yeah.
It's a Kachuk. I can't cheer for a Kachuk. You guys know that.
Okay. This one's for Quinn specifically because I think I know Paulina's answer. Toronto, Vegas.
No, Toronto. Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I could do it. I could do it. Yeah. I don't want Vegas to win.
But there is a part of me that is like, if you lose to someone in your division or conference and they won't go on to win, there's something that feels better about that.
Yeah, and I want the cup to come back to Canada. I just hope that the Oilers have won it before Toronto's in that position playing Vegas.
Fair.
That's just all I ask.
I would also agree that I don't want Toronto to be the ones that bring it home. Like that was,
no.
Yeah. And we would never hear the end of it, to be fair. Yeah.
Okay, this one's fully off the board. Last one, Toronto, Vancouver.
Toronto.
Actually, Vancouver has more fair weather fans than
Toronto.
Vancouver's
way more fair weather.
So I'm way more fair weather. I would prefer Toronto.
I will say that Toronto, like the Maple Leafs, they have a lot of fans, a lot of long-suffering fans. We don't get to see them as much because, like I said, it's too expensive for them to go to the games. Like, Vancouver, no. No.
No, no,
it's
no.
Just, and there's no. Just no history there. There's no history of winning. Like, no. The Maple Leafs are an original six team. It makes sense that they would have a monster fan base.
Yeah,
it makes sense. 100%. Nothing makes sense about Vancouver.
Okay, thank you, ladies, for playing. I don't feel any better, but I do think we wanted to talk about... let's talk about some WAG jackets.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I am actually surprised that we haven't talked about this yet because it's an incredibly important part of
it is.
Playoffs. The playoff WAG jackets. Like we wait for those to drop each year.
What does WAG stand for?
Wife and girlfriend.
Wives okay. and girlfriends. Yeah.
Wives and girlfriends. Yeah. Of the players, right? So you've got your Lauren Kyles and you know the other ones.
The other
ones on the other on the other teams
and people who are also there.
Yeah. And then there's the other. I don't know the WAGs of like, I barely know the names of the players on the other teams. I don't know the names of their wives and girlfriends,
but they are coming in hot this year in a way that I feel like they haven't in previous years.
Like I with think the WAG that jackets? It's starting. Yeah. I think yeah. that it's starting to elevate because like even Lauren Kyle, I saw she post like these aren't our jackets this year. So it is starting to very much become a thing.
A new
and
tradition
I think
has
we're
emerged.
Here for it.
Yeah.
I kind of love that she is sure. spearheading it in the NHL. I really think she is. Unless we just have blinders on and there's a wife in every market that's doing it, but she really feels like the leader.
Do you reckon we live in a bit of an Oilers bubble? I don't know.
100%.
I do think that there is something about like when Lauren Kyle emerged with the jackets and the Sports Atelier line, it did start to elevate the WAG jackets tradition a little bit. But
yep.
I love it. I think it's a very fun part of the playoffs now. So what we're going to do is a WAG jacket bracket.
Ooh,
and now,
a jacket bracket.
Now y'all yep. have reviewed the WAG jackets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. we're going to pick our favorites in each of these matchups, and they're basically the playoff brackets, but with WAG jackets. Okay, so let's.
So no team connection, purely jacket. Like you won't like
it has nothing
could,
to do with
yeah.
the
we
team.
Could
we're just
Quinn
looking
pick
at
Calgary potentially.
If well, they didn't
involved,
make the playoffs again.
Involved,
so,
yeah, she would. She could. But those, I know that those
right,
colors
right, right,
are
right.
probably very triggering to her, so she might not. But
right, that
was,
I see. Stupid.
We don't have to worry. They didn't make the playoffs. I'm going to say it again. I just really wanted to say that again.
There, you gave Quinn an opportunity to say that again, which is a nice little gift.
That was silly. Of course, they don't get a WAG jacket.
No, they don't.
And for those who haven't seen them, don't worry. We will post it on our Instagram so that you can also follow along.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what the bits think too, because we don't always agree.
For sure. So, okay, let's start with the Eastern Conference WAG jackets. Toronto jackets versus Ottawa jackets.
Toronto.
Toronto.
I would agree.
Just nice and simple.
Also, yeah. I found the Ottawa jackets very much like the Ottawa Senators. Kind of forgettable. Sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what it looked like already, and I just looked. I like. There's something about the Toronto jackets that give a like Canadian Olympics vibe, like throwback a little bit. Okay, so what about we have now Tampa Bay Lightning jackets versus the Florida Panthers jacket? And I am going to
Tampa.
be unbiased.
I'll say Tampa. They look like a motorcycle jacket with the stripe down the side
Oh,
and the
you know
palm
what?
tree.
I actually don't hate either of these.
I would take the I'll take the Tampa because there's something about so the Tampa is like white with the pop of blue and super simple but
It
classy.
looks like a cool kind of like racing jacket. I like Tampa as well. I would take that. I would take that over Florida, but I don't hate the Panthers white jackets either.
They're probably one of my least favorite, but we
They're
don't
okay. Yeah,
the
that's just not a good option in the bracket, to be honest. Because my thing, I don't love the back of the Lightning jackets.
Interesting. I like it.
Yeah,
I
I
like
just,
it
it's
all.
too much text almost, I think.
Fair. It
Yeah.
is a lot of text.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we've got the Capitals versus Montreal. RIP Montreal, but your jackets live on.
Oh God, they're so bad. I hated the Montreal Jackets, so I can't pick them. I didn't like them. Sorry.
Who do we have? We have
So
Montreal
you would
and
pick Washington Capitals, which
yeah.
the
Yeah.
Capitals jackets to me, okay, I didn't mind. I didn't hate the Montreal jackets. So the Capitals
That's
jackets to
fine.
me really give the Philly Eagles, honestly.
Yeah, you're
It's
not
really
wrong.
like America.
Yeah, it
America.
is. Well, I mean, it is the capital, and I just also I kind of, you know, I like the names on the sleeves. I like that they got them signed by the husbands. It's kind of
These
cute.
Montreal Canadiens jackets, really, you hate them that much? I'm going Canadiens on this one.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Carolina
Yeah.
jackets versus the New Jersey Devil jackets.
Devil's jackets are the worst.
Devil
The Devil's
jackets, we
jackets,
can agree.
thank heavens they won one game and were gone
They
very quickly.
pair
They didn't.
well with a white stitch jean.
Jail for life for the
Oh.
New Jersey Devil's jacket. One positive I will give to it is it does feel very on brand for New Jersey.
They're
At least it's
serving,
true to brand.
yeah, fair.
Jazzy Shaw.
It's serving Parasuco
With that being said,
through
I
religion.
yes.
True religion. And a Von Dutch hat.
And Ed Hardy, all in
It
one.
it's so like Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like it's just it is so New Jersey, but
I
I
can't.
don't like it at all. I also, with that being said, I do not like the Carolina jackets either. But
No,
I would
we might as
still
well just
choose
eliminate that
Carolina.
now
Yeah.
and move
See,
on.
I
Yeah.
would take Carolina jackets over the Caps jackets.
What?
Yeah.
So, let's
They're
just go
kind
to
of
the
just like they look like I have a retro Super Bowl jacket. I would just say they're a little simple compared to some of the other jackets, the Carolina ones. Like they're
They
more
look
like a
cheap.
they're a satin bomber,
They're a satin
which
bomber. Yeah.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
nice, but it's not like at the same level as the other ones.
No. And I think that's probably what it is. They're not really in the same league, but they're fine.
I want to know the history of the WAG. We got to come back to
Yeah,
this.
we will for sure. Okay. Winnipeg jackets or St. Louis jackets?
Anything
St.
but
Louis.
Winnipeg's. Those Winnipeg
Winnipeg
jackets are
is divisive.
awful.
A lot of people really
What is
like them.
happening?
No,
There,
it's
there's too
polarizing.
much happening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's too much happening. I think I liked it in theory, and I was like, oh yeah, like the back is kind of cool. And then I was like, what is go there's so much
It's
like
too much.
the overstimulated. And also, it's a whiteout. Why is the jacket cream?
Ooh,
It's like
good
almost
call.
yellow. Yeah.
Yes,
That's
I'm
gonna
here
look
for
so
the yeah.
bad in the
I'm here
whiteout.
for the I'm a pilot vibe, but
Yes.
they did too much going on.
Yes, in theory, great
Tried a little too
idea.
hard.
In theory, great idea because of the pilot like Jets thing. In execution, no. Okay, so we like St. Louis over that. And honestly, kind of forget what St. Louis looks like, but it's better than Winnipeg's.
Yeah, well, yeah, no
Dallas,
kidding.
very simple jacket over Colorado. Dallas is
I
kind of like
actually
a
like the Dallas. Yeah.
cropped like leather. It's kind of different in that sense than the other one's not like the oversized look that a lot of them have. Colorado is just like it's too like old man-ish, like the
Listen,
color scheme.
if that maroon is in your palette,
It will
it's for
look
you.
good.
Yeah.
Good for
Probably
you.
is.
Is in my
Yeah.
palette,
Good for
but
you,
no.
but it's not in my palette. And so
I'm
Quinn
gonna go
and I are not
Dallas.
wearing that.
The Dallas one might be a little too like feminine, like cropped, like leather jacket for me, but I
And you
still
know
think I
what?
would go
The
with that.
Merlot is a hot color. You know, I'm going Colorado because I
Okay,
also
okay.
like being different and not having the numbers on the back because that's so standard
Yeah,
across the
yeah.
board.
Okay. Vegas. So I do have something interesting to say about the Vegas Golden Knights jackets. So Vegas Golden Knights jackets versus Minnesota.
I like the Minnesota ones. They're just like a sleek leather jacket. Again, we have the names and numbers on the back, but I like the front, just nice and simple, sleek.
What do you think, Claire?
Ooh, Golden Knights. And only because of Quinn's point that the number thing is like kind of token. And I like that they have something slightly different. And I like that it's baggy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that one.
I
hate the team.
Yeah, of course. So Vegas, you'll see, has two jackets. And I do have a bit of an issue with this because there is a bit of a divide between the star players' wives or wags and their budget and the, like, not star players' wags jacket budget.
But, like,
is that for real?
There's a third line and fourth line jacket.
Yeah, like, so some of them, like, have cheaper ones made. And I don't know if this is just like a Vegas thing, but it seems like that is like specifically happening on Vegas. And like some other teams, I think, have that too.
The Jets, I didn't know it was like cost related, but the Jets have like a fuzzy collar and a more simple one.
And I just think like that is super shitty. If you're going to have a wag jacket for the team, like all the wives should have the same wag jacket available to them. I don't know. I find that,
well,
I find
yeah.
that
And like
stupid.
Maybe the captain needs to be buying the jackets. So
between those two, Minnesota, I typically like, I love their color scheme and their branding. It is very simple, but I do really like the more bougie Vegas jacket, the like baggy leather one. I would choose Vegas. I think it's a really good one, actually.
Okay. So I was thinking that maybe we could reach out to the PWHL and encourage a HAB jacket, husbands and boyfriends.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. Tradition.
Okay.
Because those ladies are headed into the playoffs, are they not?
Okay, but
yes,
also
they are.
There is probably a lot of gay players in the PWHL. I'm not
very
not a
good
lot,
point,
but there's
not
probably a
inclusive.
Decent amount.
I think we could still go, or Wags and Habs.
Wags and Habs.
Why don't we call it Pabs?
Pabs.
Partners. And boyfriends.
The LA Kings, Edmonton. We'll all pick Edmonton. Honestly, like Lauren Kyle, we knew that she was going to have a good jacket. The LA Kings jackets are pretty boring.
They're meh.
Yeah. So between these on the Eastern, who wins? Okay, we've got Toronto, Tampa Bay Lightning. We're doing like two against one. Sorry, Quinn. You're the only one who chose Florida, I think. We've got Toronto, Tampa Bay Lightning, Montreal. Who wins between those three?
Toronto.
Tampa. Toronto is as fuzzy and meh. It's fine, but it's
I'm also going Tampa.
Woo! Oh, so Tampa advances. Wow.
Yeah, so Tampa advances. Okay. On Western side, we've got St. Louis, Dallas, Vegas, and Edmonton.
Edmonton. Hands down, that navy blue, like suede. Whew.
It would be between the Vegas leather jacket and Edmonton. This might be the only time I would choose Vegas to win.
Which
anything
is why
Edmonton.
It's like Paulina.
I know. I would still choose Edmonton, but I do really like that big baggy leather jacket. I do. The fit,
yeah,
it, the
I
fit
do
in
like it too.
The fit in particular.
The fit so in I'm particular. Gonna... But I will say I don't love the front as much.
Mm.
Just with like the V and then like the number. So yeah, I'm gonna go Edmonton Oilers, completely biased, but whatever. We're doing it.
And then the wag jacket bracket Stanley Cup final, Edmonton Oilers wag jacket versus the Tampa Bay Lightning wag jacket.
Oh,
of course,
that's easy
Edmonton
because I
Oilers.
Obviously don't like Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Edmonton Oilers win the wag jacket. A huge shock from
what are the
this
odds?
Podcast.
The jacket bracket.
Who would have thought? Okay.
Less controversial. We have the PWHL playoffs kicking off this week. So pretty exciting. The top four teams in the league. So this is, of course, their second year. Montreal finished top in the league. Toronto was second. Ottawa third. And then Minnesota, the defending champions, finished in fourth. So with that, the top team gets to pick their opponent. So Montreal selected our gals, the Ottawa Charge. Of course, you know, we had the PWHL. What was that called again? PWHL.
Takeover
tour. obviously a Charge fan myself. So Montreal selected Ottawa for the easy travel. And so that leaves, of course, Toronto and Minnesota playing. But I got to ask you girls, is that not like bulletin board material? You know, like, okay, Montreal picked us. That goes up on the bulletin board as a quote that fires up the team. I don't know how, I'm wondering your thoughts, because to me, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, like I have to say though, yes and maybe not in this case, because I think they did it strategically in the sense of travel. I think they wanted reduced travel time. And
yeah, it's
so,
an easy trip. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this was a logistics decision for their
Toronto
benefit.
Toronto isn't far though.
Yeah, but Toronto
is second.
Is higher.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like they chose them instead of the fourth because that would be more travel. And so I don't know if it's like fodder for bulletin, like if it's for the bulletin board. Mm-hmm. Hard to say though. I mean, good point. It's like,
yeah,
you're going to,
yeah. I
don't mind that idea of like, oh, you're going to regret choosing us.
Interesting. Yeah. I like the idea of that.
I think
it's
they
a
can
cool
say
format.
It's travel, but it's wonderful. It adds like a whole ton of intrigue. So, I mean, all I can say is that I'm 100% cheering for Danielle Serdakny, Steph Markowski, and the Ottawa Charge. And I'd love to see them slay the top team. But one thing I do kind of want to like wrap this little segment up with is that what's really exciting is that three of the teams out of the four are Canadian, obviously, if we include Toronto and Canada, of course. We need Minnesota eliminated basically immediately, because we want the PWHL trophy coming back to Canada, because the Stanley Cup hasn't been in Canada since 1993. And frankly, Canada is, of course, a hockey nation.
Exactly.
And so no matter what, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, you know what you got to do.
Yep.
Hey, can I tell you something really cool about the trophy for the PWHL playoffs?
Yeah.
So it's called the Walter Cup, and it's named after the backing of the family. It's named after the family that financially backed the league, the Walters. And it was designed by Tiffany & Co., which I absolutely love. I think that's so like,
that's a classy trophy right
there.
Yeah,
she's classy.
Oh, I like that. That's
fancy.
So they
have a lot of symbolism in it as well. I actually don't know the symbolism for the Stanley Cup or if like the guys even thought of that. But the girls did. And at the bottom of the trophy, there's a PWHL puck shattering, like that looks like a glass ceiling. And that's what it's meant to represent.
I love this.
It's super cool. They have
we need
two
to find
hockey...
a picture of this.
Yes, I'll share
on,
it.
To put on the bits.
We need to find a picture, and it needs to come to Canada. Okay, so as we wrap up, ladies, gut sense, I'm going Oilers in six. What do you got?
Hopping back. Okay.
Just to wrap things up, you know, tie it in a bow.
You go, Paulina.
Oilers in six. And also, Quinn hates when I ruin her bow and untie them. I just want to give a quick shout out to Danielle Serdakny, who has been absolutely slaying her game day fits. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but every time she's walking in, I'm like, God damn, great fit once again. Anyway, yeah. Oilers in six.
Yeah, I think we're probably all on the same page with that one.
We don't want that to go to seven, because then they play.
Let's just hope the Oilers come home with a split.
Yeah,
yes,
that's 100%. All that needs to happen right now. One game at a time. Let's get a split. Okay, game time, ladies. I'll see you on another time.
See you on another time. See you.